Margaret Davies of the Salvation Army in Peace River joins us on the line. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us. Busyness is a busy time of the year. Obviously, things are needed in the food bank and needed for Toys for Tots. First of all, let's start with the food bank. What is needed at the food bank right now?
More food? More stuff, yeah. I've just had to make two big orders of food because we ran out of stuff to make hampers on last week. So, yeah, it's tight. There's a need for food, and there's a lot of food insecurity here in Peace River right now.
And clientele is up?
Very much so, yeah. I had, most days I have at least 14 families, if not more.
Toys for Tots is also happening. Everybody says that the easy age is around toddler age, maybe around kindergarten age. Is that the biggest amount of, as far as the age group is concerned?
I think what we're missing out on is that in-between group. And the teens, we still give to teens up to 15 years old. So we have a hard time with the stuff for the teens. And at the other end, we have a hard time with the stuff for the babies as well.
Are toiletries being accepted as well?
For the teens, yes.
Okay. The cattle campaigns, they're getting underway pretty quick if they're not underway right now.
It's been going since November 17th or 14th.
How have things been going?
Very slow. Very slow, but we need volunteers. That's the desperate cry out. We need people to step up and fill up our shifts and so that we can make a little bit more money for to keep the food bank going. That's our major, major fundraiser that the Salvation Army runs every year.
Despite there being tough times right now, are you still optimistic that donations will still come in, volunteers will still come forward, and hopefully it'll be a good Christmas season?
I'm hoping. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and my prayers will be answered. I don't know if anybody else knows about it, but we're doing, with some businesses in town, I've set up a program to sponsor hampers for us as well. So if there's any more, if you broadcast it and there's any other business out there that would like to sponsor a hamper, we have a sponsor a hamper program going so people can get hampers, and it's $100 a hamper. And it got started with some of the businesses downtown. They came forward with it, and so far I think I have about 30 hampers sponsored.
So. You're looking forward to Friday as well with Stuff a Bus happening?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it full this year. I would love it.
Fingers crossed that we can get it full, eh?
Yeah, fingers crossed, yeah. Focus, yeah. I'm sure you guys are advertising lots out there, so that's awesome. But kettles, hampers, toys for tots, it's very busy and we need volunteers in all areas.
I appreciate this. Margaret Davies with the Salvation Army in Peace River. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.